The Apostle Paul gets a chance to speak now. And if you think about it, this is really what he's come back to Jerusalem for. He wants to speak. And everything's gone awry, but he's going to get his chance to speak. Now, the Spirit of God warned him, don't go. Everyone else warned him, don't go. But he was bound in his own spirit, and he was going to go, and he was going to do it. And it turns into a wreck for him. It turns into something where I'm sure I'm going to hear a very discouraging, horrible time. He really doesn't get much communication with the Lord again until he's on the boat. And the Lord tells him, Paul, let's get home and such. But and was come nigh unto the Damascus about noon. Suddenly there shone from heaven a great light around me. And I fell on the ground and heard a voice saying unto me, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And again, why did he persecute Jesus Christ? That's the key to his repentance. Why did he? He tells you in Romans 7, what? Covetousness. Okay? He said, if it's not known, men, all the outward things of Judaism, he said, as touching the law, perfect. And he said that under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, touching the law, perfect. You know, who else could say that? Who else could sit down as a Pharisee knowing that law and say, anything you can touch, I had it perfect. Sabbath, food, clothes.